Last week, OpenAI shipped a voice model that can think while it talks. Zillow tested it on their hardest call benchmark and watched success rate jump from 69% to 95%.
So, Marcus, I have to ask the question every business owner listening is already thinking.
Go ahead.
If the call center industry is being rebuilt this month, what happens to the small business owner who still doesn't answer half their incoming calls?
That's the right question, and the answer arrived 3 weeks ago.
Okay, let's set this up for the people in their truck right now. Maybe you just got out of a job site. Maybe you're scrolling your missed call log between appointments.
You know exactly what I'm about to say. Open your phone right now and count the missed calls from the last 48 hours.
And if you're in HVAC, plumbing, a dental practice, a law firm, real estate, an auto repair shop, an MSP, you already know what those missed calls are worth.
Industry data says 40 to 60% of unanswered after-hours calls never call back. Let that land.
So if your average job is, let's say, $800, and you miss 6 calls a week,
that's roughly $25,000 a year, walking out the door, through your voicemail.
And the worst part? You already paid for the marketing that jezzardated those calls.
Sit with that. You already paid for the marketing that jezzardated those calls. You paid Google. You paid Yelp. You paid your SEO guy. The lead showed up, and nobody picked up.
So why hasn't every business owner already fixed this?
Because for 10 years, the answer was a robot that couldn't think. Press 1 for service. Press 2 for billing. Press 0 to scream into the void.
Stop. I felt that.
That era ended this month.
Okay, pivot. You said, quote, ended this month, unquote. What changed?
OpenAI released a model called GPT Real-Time 2. 232 millisecond response time. That's faster than the gap in a human conversation.
Faster than a person?
Faster than a person. And this is the part nobody is talking about. Listen carefully. It can call your booking system, your CRM, your inventory database in the middle of the conversation while it's still talking.
Let me say that again slowly. The AI looks up the customer's account, books the appointment, takes the deposit while it's on the phone with the caller.
Mid-sentence, Zillow tested it. 95% call success rate on calls their previous agent solved 69% of the time, 26 points, in one model upgrade.
So the reframe here is, the AI receptionist isn't a chatbot for the phone anymore. It's a junior employee who never sleeps, never goes to lunch, never has a bad Monday.
And costs about 34 cents a minute. Compare that to a missed $800 job.
That math is, it's not even close.
So the question stopped being, can the AI answer the phone? The question right now is, will you give it a job before your competitor does?
All right, the fear part is over. Let's give people the 4 steps. Pull out a notebook or memo on your phone and write these down.
Number 1, pick one call type. Not, quote, AI answers everything, unquote. That fails. Pick the highest value call you currently miss. For HVAC and plumbing, after hours emergency booking. For dental, new patient intake. For real estate, buyer lead qualification. One type.
Number 2. Marcus, you want this one?
Number 2. Write the script in 10 lines. Greeting. 3 questions you'd ask any caller. The if yes, then book branch. The escalation trigger. The goodbye. 10 lines. Free. Notepad app.
3.
Pick a platform that already integrates with your booking calendar. Last 20 days, AirCall bought Vojent. CallRail connected to HubSpot. 8x8 added GPT Real-Time 2. Synthflow handles 5 million calls a month. You're not building from scratch, you're choosing.
And the trial price point right now is, What, $100 to $200 a month for a small operation?
Roughly, for the volume of an SMB. Number four. Measure one number for 30 days, the percentage of incoming calls that result in a booking or a captured lead, before AI, after AI. Don't measure feelings, measure conversions.
Four steps. Pick the call, write the script, pick the platform, measure for 30 days.
You can do every one of those. Start tonight, after you put the kids down, before the morning's first job site.
Marcus, give us the parallel. Where have we seen this movie before?
2006. The iPhone is 1 year from launch. Local plumbers, contractors, dentists, every one of them has a Yellow Pages ad in a paper appointment book. And exactly the same conversation we're having right now happened then. Quote, do I really need a website? Quote, won't people just call?
I remember that conversation.
The plumbers who built a website in 2008 survived. The plumbers who built one in 2012 competed. The plumbers who waited until 2015, they didn't survive. They were bought by the ones who got there first.
And the same play is running again.
Same play, new decade. Remember the question you asked at the top of the show? About the business owner who still doesn't answer half their incoming calls?
Yes.
That business owner isn't going broke from competition. That business owner is going broke from a voicemail box. And starting this month, the voicemail box has a competitor who never sleeps.
So, if you're listening and you want this set up, without watching 12 YouTube tutorials and Reddit arguing about Twilio versus Synthflow,
go to ai.advalorem.io/strategies. Three packages. The standard strategy package, $3,500, includes a voice agent audit and a working script. Same day rush, $5,500. We build and deploy the full agent connected to your calendar by end of business. The research desk, $7,500 a month. We tune it, add new call types, watch the conversion data with you.
That's at ai.advalorem.io/strategies. Link in the show notes.
Book the call before your competitor does, because the voice models, the platforms, the integration libraries, every one of these is 6 months old or younger. Be the one who got there first in your zip code.
That's EP12 of the AI Guy. If this helped, share it with one other business owner.
Stay early.